my true love gave to me 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree. Okay, on the 6th, the golden Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4s, 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree. Okay, on the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke,
nice. Yeah, oh, 6 packs of 2 4s,
5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us.
Co-hoser. Oh, 8 days of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 4 5. And a beer. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a
Clear beer from St. Louis brings you cream from London.
The beer that can slake any thirst. room. My pants was dry as chalk. I bought myself a beer and then I had to take a walk. While I was gone from Noga John, he drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my beer? Evaporate or shoot off like a fly. You ain't got legs to walk away, which proves that there's a guy. One of you fellas at the bar who drank a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, and point the buzzard out to me. As my memory goes, I've been a friend to man. When one was down and out of the round, I lend a helping hand. Would one of you gents with good intents please do the same for me? Replace my beer so I'll still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear?
Hey, you're a contortionist, ain't you?
Right, right. See if you can guess what I'm spelling out with my body.
Okay. H-E-I-D-E-L-B-E-R-G. Heidelberg.
Fine, fine. Now try this.
B-E-E-K. Beak. Heidelberg Beak.
That was an R, not a K, stupid. It's Heidelberg Beer. You know, the one that's slow brewed.
But why would a contortionist spell that out with his body?
It makes me remember the name. This way, when I want the one that's slow brewed, I'll always remember to ask for
Heidelberg Beak.
Yeah, something like that.
Heidelberg Beak is brewed only at Tacoma, Washington by the Carling Brewing Company.
The other night, my wife got mad and hit me over the head. I saw stars for half an hour and I felt like her for making such a scene. Then out I went to grab a beer and play the pinball machine. The best way to lose your trouble that I have ever seen is drinking beer and shooting that old pinball machine. Play the pinball machine, and pretty soon I'm feeling
moonshine takes Dixie once out across the state line. A bottle of beer and a slot machine. A one for the money, a nickel, two dimes. Wasting time across the state line with a bottle of beer and a slot machine. Take your rent, spend your paycheck. Don't say no if you haven't been yet. A bottle of beer and a slot machine. A one for the money, a nickel, two dimes. Wasting time across the state line with a bottle of beer and a slot machine. The sun don't shine, take 61 south across the state line. A bottle of beer and a slot machine. A one for the money, a nickel, two dimes. Wasting time across the state line with a bottle of beer and a slot machine. Take your rent, spend your paycheck. Don't say no if you haven't been yet. A bottle of beer and a slot machine. A one for the money, a nickel, two dimes. Wasting time across the state line with a bottle of beer and a slot machine.
Beer drinking woman. Don't you know, people, don't you know? She was the beer drinking this woman. Yeah, and I don't want to see her no more. Tell us about it, Stan. Said, Daddy, won't you excuse me? I want to go right back there. When I come back to my table, I'll have room for another beer. Wasn't that a beer-drinking woman? Don't you know, people, don't you know? Yeah. She was the beer-drinkingest woman, and I don't want to see her no more.
Sort of get along. Give me a long gun, baby, to cuddle up there. Then just leave me alone. I'll take a table in the corner, turn the lights down low, put a nickel in the jukebox and let her go. Oh, and the red hot mama and ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along. Give me a clean cut, baby, without a care, and I just couldn't go wrong. Don't have to work in the morning, I can stay out late, so me and my baby can operate. cabaret, caught with a red hot mama and ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along. Give me a live wire cutie without a fear that anything can go wrong. Don't want no pretzel, just bring me some brew. Baby, your daddy's got work to do, cause a red hot mama and ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along.
She don't want water, cause it won't make her die. Oh, baby, she's a beer-drinking mama, a beer-drinking mama, who likes her beer just right. She's a cute little dear who can hold her beer. The beer-drinking mama, the beer-drinking mama, the beer-drinking mama of
down old loop. sang the blues. But last night I got tired, and I think I had a ride. When you mix warm and cold, you'll blow a fuse.
Bunch of beer music there, a bunch of beer. Jimmy Johnson and the Dos Chestra, Warm Beer and Coco Woman. We heard the Light Crust Cowboys, Light Crust Doughboys, the Light Crust Doughboys with Beer Drinking Mama. Give me a Red Hot Mama and a nice cold beer. That was Smiley Maxton. And let's see, we heard though about a couple of records. We heard Beer Drinking Woman going out to Scott, Last Guy Standing, Beer Drinking Woman, Roy Buchanan. And for Marcus Aurelius, we played the beer drinking song from Lord of the Rings. I guess it was grog or whatever, but I'm not gonna really, okay, complain. We heard Light Beer and Beer in the Can by Perry Grip. Bottle of Beer and a Slop. Bottle of Beer and a Slop Machine by this great band called the Dempseys. I wonder what happened to those guys. I saw them at this rockabilly thing in like 2001. I wonder if they're still around, but man, they were like a three-piece. And everyone was like acrobats. They're really amazing musicians. That was a Bottle of Beer and a Slot Machine. Then we heard Beer and Pinball by Claude King. And changed his name. Used to be Claude Balls. Needless to say, we heard the Heidelberg Brewing beer thing. Then we did, so much music. We did the classic Dave Bartholomew tune by the Church Keys, Who Drank My Beer While I Was in the Rear. Strange Brew, a goth version of Cream's Strange Brew. And we heard the Falstaff beer commercial by Cream going out to Paul. And the Drink Beer Polka. Oh, we also heard the 12 Beers of Christmas. Kelvin requested the Bob and Doug McKenzie, the 12 Beers of Christmas. And stuff started off with Drink Beer Polka by the Leningrad Cowboys. Whew. A lot of the music. Whew. All right, let's just do this. The Beer Snob Polka, Polka Maniacs. Let's do it right, okay? There.
Party. I wonder who could that scoundrel be? Oh yeah, who brought that rotten beer? We don't drink round here. It probably be in our refrigerator for a year. Who brought that light beer to a party? I wonder who could that scoundrel be? Oh yeah, I wonder who could that scoundrel be? So who brought that light beer to a party? I wonder. Could that scoundrel be, oh yeah, who brought that rotten beer? We don't drink round here, it brought me beer, and I would picture it for a year. Who brought that light beer to a party? I said, I wonder, who could that scoundrel be, oh yeah, I wonder, who could that scoundrel be? Well, it was a rotten six-pack at the bottom of the line, with the orange sticker on it on sale for $9.99. Brought the light beer to a party. I said, I wonder who could that scoundrel be? Oh yeah, I wonder who could that scoundrel be? Who brought the light beer to a party? I said, I wonder who could that scoundrel be? Oh yeah, who brought that rotten beer? We don't drink round here. It brought me beer and I would put you in a phone tree. Who brought the light beer to a party? I wonder who could that scoundrel be?
I sent my pretty baby to the neighborhood store. My head was vibrating from the night before. I said, you better hurry as she went out the gate. My sister needs a helper and I don't mean a steak. She had a cold six pack when she got back, but it was
root beer.
Well, now you can just imagine I was shocked to death. For nearly 20 minutes couldn't get my breath. My mind began to wonder would I ever get well. I leave it to my baby, well you can't never tell. Cause everything went numb when I saw what she brung. It was
root beer.
Something quick before I die or get worse. I only need a toddy, just a little drink. Yeah, that should be enough to put me back in the pink. But everything went black when I looked in the stack. It was
root beer.
I'd be better off dead. But then I just remembered about my old Uncle Ned. He's got a little business squeezing juice out of corn. And I began to praise the day my uncle was born. Cause you can't get any kicks when you're in this fix out of
root beer.
Or my little nurse, but get me something quick before I die or get worse. I only need a toddy, just a little drink. Yeah, that should be enough to put me back in the pink. But everything went black when I looked in the sack. It was
root beer.
Yeah, I was a fellow who could drink his weight in beer practically every day. George Jones, or No Show Jones. He gets so liquored up, he just wouldn't show up for his concert. So he got to be known as No Show Jones. So there you go. Now he's dead, and now he's really No Show Jones. Root Beer. Before that, we heard Beer by Untamed Youth. They have a lot of good beer songs. Daddy Wants a Cold Beer, the Crutch Hung Devils. That was this crazy tune. Daddy Wants a Cold Beer. Minster Fep and the Fepsmen. It was these folks that were just down in their basement, like this family, and they just had a tape recorder, and they start making up all these crazy songs, and it got released. I forget on what label, but people were like, oh, this is really fun. But one of the songs was Daddy Wants a Cold Beer, and the set started off with the Beer Snob Polka by Polka Maniac. So there you go. We got a new PSA book. I don't know if I told you. Last week, the PSA book was missing, and I thought, oh, no. So what they did, this is awesome. Who did this? The PSA director, who is Riona. She took the whole book home. This is pretty amazing. Because I was always squawking like some of these PSAs go back to 2008. Some of these PSAs go back to some of them are written in Roman numerals. We can't even read. So she took the whole book home over the holidays, called all of the numbers, went to all the websites. So all this stuff works. So that's pretty amazing. So we got some classics back. Got some classics. We got a new one too. Have you mixed up your pain medicine, allergy medicine, your sleep meds, or drank beer with it? Call the poison hotline. Has your child swallowed cleaning products, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom, and a beer? Call the poison hotline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a drunken spider, and then had a beer? Call the poison hotline. Poisons can happen all the time, especially if you get one of those skunky beers. On the job, great outdoors, poison hotline. You know the number, friends, everybody. 1-800-222-1222-222-2221-2221. That's a long one, too. That's right. That's 1-800-222-1222-2222-2222. The long one, 2-2. Save the number, save a life. All righty, time for a beer joke. All right. So there was a, this was the baseball team, the Milwaukee Brewers. And they had a pitcher they brought in. It was the best pitcher they've ever had. Not a pitcher of beer, a baseball pitcher by the name of Melvin Famy. Melvin Famy was one of the greatest pitchers. Always pitched no-hitters. But what he would do after the game to celebrate, he would drink an entire keg of beer. He would have an entire keg of beer after every game. He'd stay sober. He'd stay sober as long as he possibly could. But then before game time, he would just zero focus. All he would think about is, okay, I'm going to pitch a no-hitter. When I pitch a no-hitter, I give myself a nice big keg of beer. And they loved beer. And so anyhow, gets to be the World Series. This guy's pitching no-hitters one after another, boom, having a keg of beer afterwards. He's up against the Padres. And the Padres were known, San Diego Padres, they were known as being one of the cheatingest teams in baseball. Okay. So are they even still around? I don't know if the Padres are still around. Needless to say, they figured, you know what? We got to do something to undermine this dude. We got to win the World Series. And they find out that the guy's obsessed with a keg of beer. Ah, okay. So what they do is they wheel off to the left of the umpire there when they're up the bat. Just rather a keg of beer. And Mel Famy sees the beer. And he can't focus. He's throwing a boom. Oh man. He throws a ball. And it goes, and it's a ball one. Boom. Oh, he can't count it. Ball two. Boom. Ball three. Ball four. He's walking guy after guy. And they're just racking up all the points. The Padres win the World Series. So what they do afterwards, you know, because he just kept throwing these wild pitches. And he would walk. They would hit, you know, because you have four balls and you walk. Yeah, walk them proud, Joe. That's a different joke. So anyhow, he goes. So afterwards, they're celebrating they won the World Series. They take that keg of beer that they had behind home plate that was confusing the pitcher, you know, Mel Famy, and they went back and they celebrated in their locker room. They're pouring the beer. They raise a glass and say, "This is the beer that made Mel Famy walk us."
Drive, she looked so happy by so happy by my side. Now I'm just the king of beer. Driving down the road, you start with two and then there's one. It's hard for one to get along. That night we were driving just like this. Could have another chance. That night I wouldn't drive. I wouldn't drive so fast. But of course that's in the past. There is no going back. There is no going back.
And all you get is a little bitty pay.
Smile, you got a Platz beer coming.
Come Saturday night and you wanna have fun, but the boss says stay till the work's all done.
Smile, you got a Platz beer coming.
Everybody needs like hearty beer. It's a great refresher at a time like this. It couldn't taste better.
Smile, you got a Platz beer coming.
The heartiest, heartiest flavor of delights.
Good hearty taste. That's what Blatz is all about. Yet it's light and easy going, far less filling. That's because Blatz is brewed with an extra touch of greatness. Learn from 118 years of brewing Milwaukee's finest beer. So give yourself a break, have a Blatz, and smile.
Let me hear it now, smile. You've got a Blatz beer coming. Blatz is Milwaukee's finest beer.
Premium beer at local prices, brewed in Milwaukee and other cities.
It's just too right. They all congregate and all night hop. And what they do is oop-a-da. Old Hannah Brown from way across town gets full of corn and starts bringing them down. You can hear old Hannah say, give me a pigfoot and a bottle of beer. Send me a gate, I don't care. I feel just like I want a cloud. Give the piano player drink because he's bringing me down. He's got rhythm, yeah. When he stomps his feet, he sends me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. We're gonna be arrested when the wagon comes. Give me a pigfoot and a bottle of beer. Send me calls, I don't care. Send me daddy, move right in. I feel just like I want to shout. Give the piano player a drink because he's knocking me out. He's got rhythm. When he stomps his feet, he moves me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. The hawk a buck until the rising sun. Give me a pigfoot and a bottle of gin. Move me cause I'm in my sin. Give me a pigfoot and a bottle of beer.
I don't know if she said that was a problem for her. She's mixing that beer and that gin. Billie Holiday with Give Me a Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer. We heard the Blatz beer commercial. I don't know if they still make Blatz, but man, one of the weirdest beers was Hams. I don't know if you remember Hams. They make still Hams beer. Basically, they were all the same beer. They were all, you could not say, hey, I'll have a Hams, I'll have a Blatz. They were all the same beer. And there should be a festival. Instead of these microbreweries, they should have a macro brewery festival. It's one big vat. And it has all these different taps. One says Blatz, one says Schaefer's, one says Hams, one says Genesee, one says Cream Ale, though. It was a Cream Ale, so never mind. That was a little bit different. That was a crummy beer that was a Cream Ale. But yeah, all those old school beers, they were all Stroh's. And they were all strange names, too. You know, it couldn't be like Smith Beer, like Blatz, Stroh's, you know, Pabst. You needed to buy some vowels for those beers. Before that, we heard Tree the Right, Mark Sandman from Morphine's band before Morphine, Tree the Right with King of Beers. And we heard Beer by Ace and the Ragers. All right, I gotta go. I should tell you about a show here. I'll tell you about a show real quick. Or an underwriter or a show. What would you like? You'd like a show. All right, Lavender Hour. Make music to dye your hair purple. Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Next! Okay, that's straight. Oh, Pinckney Hall. Can't go wrong with that. Tune in to Pinckney Hall and hear tender little ditties that'll lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and bolden spirit. How about that? Fridays, 9 to 10 on this here station. All right. Today's show is all about beer. The very top of the Pyramid of Nutrition. So we did the Pyramid of Nutrition. That was the series that we're just winding down. And it started out with bread. So we're kind of getting in the grain.